It is February 14th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Cboe Global Markets Inc. this morning reported that its Cboe Europe derivatives unit will begin to offer trading in single stock options on leading European companies. These options products are expected to be available for trading in November 2023 and will be cleared by Cboe Clear Europe. All of this is subject to regulatory approval. Chicago is not the only city to see office buildings being converted into living spaces for work-from-home workers. The Financial Times has a story titled, "Turning Offices into Condos, New York After the Pandemic. A growing roster of the city's towers are being rendered obsolete by remote working. Developers spot a chance to meet demand for homes," that explores the subject in New York. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley has declared she is running for the Republican nomination for President of the United States, joining former President Donald Trump as the only two declared candidates to date, the Financial Times reported. IMC is seeking applicants to, quote, "join the world's most innovative trading firm," unquote, and, quote, "land a dream job working in tech, trading, and everything in between at IMC Sydney," unquote. Intern and graduate applications are open, IMC said in a LinkedIn post. I like IMC's ending tagline, "apply today to take your career beyond the obvious." MIAX has issued a warning to people to not be confused by a website using the name MIAXAX, as it is not affiliated with MIAX or any of its exchanges. The company and the website using MIAXAX is using the MIAX name and marketing its platform and services to consumers. As of this morning, the website www.miaxax.com is not working, so the message must have gotten to them to cease and desist. JLN is setting up interviews for the FIA Boca Conference in mid-March, and it will be upon us before you know it. We are shooting video interviews again on Tuesday and Wednesday. If you have some news to share or care to share your views on industry issues and will be in attendance, please contact me if you're interested in an interview. Japan Financial Services Agency, the JFSA, and the Tokyo Stock Exchange will host a hybrid seminar, the International Conference on Sustainability Disclosure, on Friday, March 3rd, 2023, at the Otomachi Financial City South Tower Third Floor Conference Center from 1430 to 1730 Japan Standard Time. Joining the agencies as co-hosts are the IFRS Foundation, Financial Accounting Standards Foundation, FASF, Japan Business Federation, Kaiderin, Japan Exchange Group, Inc., Tokyo Stock Exchange, JPX, TSE, Japan Institute of Certified Public Accountants, JICPA, the Securities Analysts Association of Japan, SAAJ, companies, investors, market participants, stock exchanges, audit firms, standard setters, regulators, and policymakers will attend to discuss approaches for developing sustainability disclosure frameworks. The event is in Japanese and English. Learn more about the free event with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the trade, Ion incident is still affecting reporting, although most clients are now back online. Although the impact of the cyber attack has been mitigated, the Commodity Futures Trading Commission has warned that its weekly commitments of traders report will remain delayed, while Euronext has also delayed derivatives reporting. The cyber attack that brought down the derivatives platform of Ion Group on the 31st of January continues to see its effects ripple through the market despite reportedly bringing customers back online from last week. According to a statement from the CFTC, the agency is still monitoring reporting delays due to the incident at Ion Clear Derivatives, which provides order management, execution, trading, and trade processing services. My comment, time to fire up the fax machines. Here's a story from Nikkei. Futu users in Hong Kong gain access to U.S. stock market trading. Fast-growing digital brokerage partners with American after-hours trading service. Hong Kong-based users of the digital brokerage platform Futu will be able to trade U.S. equities during local business hours for the first time on Monday. Nikkei Asia has learned. Futu Holdings, which operates in Greater China as Futubol and Fumo overseas, is partnering with American after-hours trading platform Blue Ocean Technologies to give users access to U.S. equities from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Hong Kong time. My comment, a blue ocean of liquidity is now available to Futu users. Here is a story from CoinDesk. Sam Bankman-Fried's Super Bowl VPN use prompts government concern. Founder of collapsed crypto exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been using a virtual private network, VPN, to access the internet, U.S. prosecutors have said, potentially prompting a further clampdown on his bail conditions. After learning he had used the privacy tool twice over recent weeks, the government promptly informed defense counsel and raised concerns about the defendant's use of a VPN, said a letter from the U.S. Attorney Daniel Sassoon to Judge Lewis Kaplan, dated February 13th. My comment, Sam seems more and more slippery. It sounds like he could be in solitary confinement in prison and he would still be communicating with the outside world. Here's a story from Bloomberg. WHO expects to more than double $43 million earthquake appeal? The World Health Organization said it will more than double the amount of funds it's trying to raise for its earthquake response in Syria and Turkey, given the scale of the crisis. Funding needs will be dramatically higher than the $43 million the WHO initially appealed for, Hans Kluge, the WHO's regional director for Europe, said in a briefing Tuesday. The two countries need life-saving supplies and assistance in areas ranging from trauma care to vaccination to rebuilding health infrastructure, Kluge said. Kluge expressed concern about infectious diseases as well as the massive earthquake crippled water and sanitation facilities. My comment, we're going to need a lot more than that. Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was United States tells citizens leave Russia immediately from Reuters. Second was U.S. shoots down octagonal flying object near military sites in Michigan from The Guardian. Third was it is time to cut Russia out of the global financial system, an opinion piece in the Financial Times from the Ukraine's Minister of Finance. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from The Trade. The headline, Cboe Europe Derivatives expands into single stock options. The new options are expected to be available for trading November 2023 and will initially launch in 10 EU countries, clearing into Cboe Clear Europe. Cboe Europe Derivatives, the pan-European equity derivatives exchange of Cboe Global Markets, is expanding its product suite to include single stock options on leading European companies. The new product should be available for trading by November 2023 and will be cleared by Cboe Clear Europe, subject to the necessary regulatory approvals. The next story is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Financial Firms Want a Piece of Hong Kong's Crypto Pie. Interactive Brokers said on Tuesday that it has launched crypto trading in the Asian financial hub as investor demand for digital assets grow in the city. Not everyone qualifies, though. The global electronic broker said only individuals with more than the equivalent of $1 million in assets and institutions with more than $5.1 million can trade Bitcoin and Ethereum on its platform alongside other kinds of assets. Quote, crypto has been around long enough that we know it's here to stay, and if trading is done in moderation and part of a broader asset class, it's up to the client to decide, unquote, how they should be trading, said David Friedland, Interactive Brokers head of the Asia-Pacific region. It is partnering with OSL Digital Securities, a Hong Kong-based digital asset brokerage and trading platform. And then here's a story, another one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, crypto investors brace for more crackdown from regulators. Officials cut off access to products and services vital to digital currency business. The walls are closing in around crypto. Regulators hadn't taken action against many of the industry's biggest players, but are now cutting off access to products and services central to the digital currency business. On Monday, New York regulators shut down new issuance of the world's third largest stablecoin, BUSD, prompting investors to flee the coin and raising worries about the future of crypto exchange giant Binance, which gives the coin the B in its name. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.